This piece was brought to you by Rolling Press, rollingpress.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Health. There seems to be a trend in rustic decorating that loves crafting used wine bottles and stoppers into homewares, ranging from the classic Chianti bottle candlestick to kitsch nativity scenes fashioned out of corks. Although this kind of behavior keeps waste out of landfills and subsequently in the home, if you're a consistent wine drinker, repurposing every used cork or bottle into another quaint tchotchke becomes more than a little eccentric. Fortunately, there are other opportunities to reuse the leftovers of wine production. More and more, we're seeing exciting recycling projects that use wine industry byproducts on a much larger scale. Robert Gerald Mondavi of Napa Valley's Mondavi Winery is often credited with establishing the United States as a legitimate contender in the international wine arena. A firm believer in a non-competitive and community-oriented approach to business, Mondavi realized his vision of a quality California wine industry by promoting those around him. Part of this vision meant keeping the valley healthy, and the conservationist practices of Robert Mondavi Winery have been exemplary of Napa's long history of strict agricultural sustainability. Today, Robert Mondavi Jr. and Lydia Mondavi are following their family's ecologically conscious legacy by partnering with authentic pine florists to create oak flooring out of old barrel heads. Wine families have a long history of reclaiming wooden wine casks for floors within their own homes, but now they are sharing the practice with wine enthusiasts, conservationists, and the general public alike. Similarly, Cork Reharvest has embarked on its own ambitious response to wine industry waste. They place cork collection boxes in wine and liquor stores, wine tasting rooms, and grocery stores, including all Whole Foods locations in the US, Canada, and UK. These used stoppers are then brought to reprocessing centers where they are given new life as home goods. In case you are wondering whether the value of recycling corks is actually worth the environmental cost of transporting them, Cork Reharvest is proud to let you know that they haul all cork collections via trucks already en route to the processing locations. At Jellyneck Cork Group, where all the East Coast corks are sent, the wine stoppers are transformed into a plethora of consumer products, ranging from the decorative to the highly practical. If you ever find yourself in need of ceiling tiles, yoga mats, shuttlecocks, fishing accessories, or gaskets for your lawnmower or snowmobile, Jellyneck just might be your one-stop shop. As it turns out, wine production byproducts are being used in HRN's very own backyard. Our friends at Roberta's are known to use wine-crushing vats as planters in their garden, as just one of their environmental practices. Here's hoping that this trend toward sustainability continues, giving us one more reason to feel good after polishing off that bottle of wine. For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Emma Hammond.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The songs used in this piece are Bad Haircut by Obesity and Intrigue by Obesity. Thanks for listening.